Blog Talk Radio.
Start off with this program. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan, by way of Blog Talk Radio. This morning's topic, I'm going to read a few scriptures, and then I'm going to go start reading from the Book of Revelations. Okay, I usually ask that you have your pen, pencil, pad, and paper ready, and of course your King James Book of the Bible. My Bible is a New King James Version. Sometimes it may read a little different from yours. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. I also like for you to have a cold glass of water with you as well when you're listening to this program. Now, you're supposed to have your pen, pad, pencil, paper, your King James Version of the Bible, and a cold glass of water with you. Okay, we're about to start with the program. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 reads, "And above all things, have fervent," that means great love, great emotion, great love, fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. The second scripture that I want you to write down and read later is John chapter 14, verse 6. It reads, "Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So, let's go to the Book of Revelation. I'm going to start reading chapter 1, and I'm going to read as much of this book, Revelation, today as I possibly can. And I want to make it a series. I want to read all of it to you. But today I will read as much as I can, and on the next program, I plan to come back and do the same. Chapter 1, the Book of Revelations. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servant things which must shortly take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, and to all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings over the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, and they also who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, both your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I saw the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with garments down to his feet and girded about his chest with a golden band. And his head and hair were white like wool, and his feet as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass as refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a two-edged sword, and his countenance means face, was like sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades. Hades means hell, and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Chapter 2. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand and who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, and that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the garden of paradise of God. And to the angel of the church of Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of the church of Pergamos write, the things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword, I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold fast the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. Thus, you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which things I hate. Repent, or else I come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on that stone a new name written which no one knows except him who receives it. To the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are even more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you have allowed that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and beguile my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not. Indeed, I will cast her onto a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. But to you I say, and to the rest of Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine and who have not known the depths of Satan, as they call them, I will give to put on you no other burden. but hold fast what you have until I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the potter's vessels shall be broken to pieces. I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Chapter 3. And to the angel, the church of Sardis writes, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have the morning star, I know your works, that you have the name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know the hour I will come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not denied their, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it, for you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I love you. Because you have kept my command and persevered, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole earth to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And I will write his name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him a new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel you to buy from me refined gold in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. And I also, To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. To he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. I have read to you from the book of Revelations. From the book of Revelation without the S on it, chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I hope that we have revealed something. Well, I should take that back. I hope that we have revealed something, meaning the Lord. As I usually tell you, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. That's exactly what I do when I start this program. I take the Lord along with me. So I'm going to say what we have revealed. I hope you have learned something from the reading today. You know, revelation means to reveal something that was formerly not known or realized. It's to make something known. It is to expose. Now, there's some things that I spoke of, like martyr. Martyr is a person who will die for what they believe in. That's what Antipas did. He believed in God and Jesus Christ so that he was killed in Satan, where Satan dwells. He was killed in Pergamos, the church of Pergamos. And that's where Antipas, Christ's faithful martyr, was killed. And that's where Satan dwells. Another thing, the second death. I think the second death means that after you die, you are going to front of a judgment council. And they will decide if you were disobedient to God's laws. If you were disobedient to the laws of God, then you will be sent to the lake of fire. Another thing that I mentioned is that whenever I read this revelation and it talks about those who say that they are of Christ. I'm trying to find an area. And I always think of the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 26. And I always think about Saul, who says the Jesus' disciples did not approve Paul. what happened in the book of Acts chapter 9. When Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples of Christ, but they were afraid of him and did not let him, they did not believe that he was a disciple, so they did not allow him to join. But Paul went on his way anyway and talked about Jesus Christ. So this is where, you know, where he's, the scripture is talking about, Psalm says that they are this and they are not, and that they were found liars. So I think that was in the church of Ephesus. Or it could have been in the church of Pergamos. Nonetheless, whenever I read that, I always think about Saul. You know, what I'm going to do is leave you with a closing prayer and then leave you with one of my favorite songs, Jesus is Love. My closing prayer is, Father, thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And most of all, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, I want you to take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. And next time, if it is the Lord's will, I will go back and start the book of Revelation.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Down, and I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, for his love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful. Jesus is love. He won't let you die.